either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha wa akhrajatil ardu athqalaha wa qala al insanu ma laha sadaqallahul azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, during the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many questions were put forward to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the many questions, the one question that everyone asked, especially those who did not have iman, is, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us, when will the day of qiyamah come? When will that happen? What is the date of yawmuddin, the last day, the day of judgment? When will that day come? Just some of the questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. They come to you and they question you, when will be the day of Qiyamah? And other questions, they would even say that if everything what we are doing is recorded and registered, then how is that possible? How is it possible to record everything what we do? For everything to be registered, recorded. And so of course nowadays we have the technology, so it's in a way a bit easy for us to understand. But going back to the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was difficult. And they would even say that even if there was the day of Qiyamah, we will be saved because we worship these idols in Makkah Mukarrama, and they will become our shufa'a, they will intercede for us. And so we will be granted protection. Exactly what the Christians even say, that to get to God you have to get to Jesus, and He is your savior. And so there were many questions they would put forward to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When is the day of Qiyamah? What we do, everything, it's recorded and registered. How is that possible? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed one very beautiful chapter of the Quran. And in this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has responded to their many questions. And this chapter is titled as Surah Zilzal. Surah Zilzal, a very famous chapter of the Quran. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins Surah Zilzal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. The word إِذَا in the Arabic language, when it is used to express an event in the future, it means that for sure this will happen. For sure this will happen. And so in this ayat-i kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained the very first sign of the day of Qiyamah. Imagine when a lady is pregnant, and when will she give birth to that baby. So there are signs. And so by the signs, the lady will know that now my time of delivery is very, very close. When you know it's Maghrib Salah, the time for Maghrib, you know it's Maghrib. And you want to know the time for Isha, you can see Shafaq Ahmar, you can see Shafaq Abiyaz, you can tell what time Isha is also. And so what happens is that the Quran says the very first sign of the day of Qiyamah will be an earthquake. What will it be? An earthquake. The word that the Quran, Allah has used is zilzal. What is it? Idha zulzila. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. Now zilzal means an earthquake. The root word is zalla. And zalla means to slip. Zalla means to slip. And if you look into how it is pronounced, the phonetics of this word, zalla comes twice. And it's zilzalha. And it is zilzalha. It means that this earthquake will be very, very unique. And it will be an extraordinary event. The earthquakes that we have seen in this dunya cannot be compared to this earthquake. That is why, if you look at the ayat of the Quran, at the end Allah has inserted the word ha, zilzalaha, zilzalaha. This ha in the Arabic language means that this will be an extraordinary event. It will be unprecedented. It is something that you will have never witnessed. Subhanallah, you know, we've seen the earthquake and the tsunami in Indonesia recently. Allah assist our people there. And every time there is tsunami and an earthquake, you will always notice that subhanallah, everything is completely flattened, but the masjid is standing. Arif Bhai, we were there and we have witnessed this when the tsunami happened in Banda Aceh. And when you are standing, in front of you everything is flattened, but you can see minarets and a dome. Then you turn here, you can see a minaret and a dome. You turn here, you see minaret and a dome. You look behind, there's a minaret and a dome, a jeep. The house of Allah is standing. So khair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this zalzala will be very different. Now why will it be different? What is so different about this earthquake? Number one, generally, when there is an earthquake, it does not affect the entire country or the entire region. It affects an area, a location perhaps. But this earthquake on the day of Qiyamah will be such that it will break open every inch of this earth. That the earth will shake. Let me do the translation. When the earth will be shaken violently. When the earth will be shaken violently. The earth will be shaken violently. This is the first sign of the day of Qiyamah. Not a single area of the earth will be spared. Every part of it will be shaken and it will be affected. And then the scholars say, zilzalaha also means that the tartib will be, for a few minutes the earth will shake and then it will stop again. And then it will start to shake again and then it will stop again. And then it will shake again and then it will stop again. Shake, stop, shake, stop, shake, stop. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers to those who would deny and reject the last day. And they would say, when will the day of Qiyamah come? When will this day of reckoning be? When is this day going to come? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this earth I have created, and the first sign of it will be the earthquake that you will witness. The shaking of the earth, which will be very, very strong. intense, violently, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shake this earth. And then in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا أَخْرَجَ means to take out. أَخْرَجَ means to take out. In the Arabic language, you will find many other words. For an example, barraza. So in the Arabic language, barraza means to take out. But there's a difference between akhraja and barraza. Barraza means to take out and to put in front of you. To take out and to put in front of you. So the Quran says, وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى Jahannam will be taken out on the day of Qiyamah and it will be in front of you. Tarada, that is also used. Tarada means to take something out which you might find degrading. So, tutrida or tarada. But akhraja means to take out. Wa akhrajatil ardu. And this earth will take out. So what will this earth take out? Athqalaha. Athqal means the loads, burdens. Everything that is inside this earth, a time will come that this earth will be so anxious and that it will want to unleash and take everything out and put it in front that which it has stored for, only Allah knows. The real period of time, dunya. From the time of Adam alayhi salam until the end. So Allah is saying, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا A time will come that it will unleash, take out, it will take out all of its loads, burdens. Now what is the burdens that this earth will take out? Allah is saying that today insan is chasing gold, silver, diamonds, precious metal, money, petrol. You know, one country is attacking another country. You know, not to free the people, not to free the people. There's an agenda. It's all about money. It's all about oil. It's all about taking the economy, the wealth. So all that people were doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the treasures of this dunya will be in front of you, but nobody will look at it. Nobody will look at it. On that day, nobody will look at it. Sona chandi para hua hoga. But nobody will take 1 gram of it, little amount, put it in the pocket, it will be there. But the Mufassireen have mentioned more than gold and silver will be that this earth will eject and take out from itself all of the marhumeen, the dead bodies, and it will all, they will all one by one come out. All of the deceased, those that have died, the dead bodies, it will come out, one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one, out. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ How will that day be? People who actually reject and who say, by when will be the day of Qiyamah? There are so many chapters of the Quran that explain this. Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah, idha shamsu kuwirat, idha sama'un fatarat, amma yatasa'alun, an-nabai al-azim. So many ayats of the Quran talk about this. Al-Qari'ah, mal-Qari'ah, subhanallah. The knocker, and do you know what is the knocker? Subhanallah al-azim. And then, insan, in amazement, he will say, waqala al-insan, ma laha. He will be so shocked. In amazement, he's never seen anything of the sort. So he will say, what is the matter with her? What is the matter with her? With this earth? What is the matter? But what's happened to this earth? And this will be said in complete shock. Many of the people will know that this is the day of Qiyamah and this was also explained. So this is the day of Qiyamah. But in amazement and in shock, they will say, man will say, insan will say, what is the matter with this earth? وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا بَيْ كَيَا هُوَا هَا إِسْ دُنْيَاكُ And then the Quran says, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا On that day, this earth will articulate its news. It will articulate its news. It will give information. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, the earth will speak out. It will articulate all the news that was there. It will speak out and it will tell you what is right and what is wrong. If you look at the words of the Quran, amazing, subhanallah. You know the choice of words in the Quran, perfection. That is why it is a challenge until the day of Qiyamah. First learn the grammar and see if you can find any mistakes in the Quran. Allah says, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Akhbar means news. On that day, it will articulate its news. It will inform. Now, the singular is khabrun, the plural is akhbar. So what does khabrun mean? Akhbar, news, in the Arabic language, akhbar means that it will give you information of something which you already know. It will give you information of something that you already know. So what will it speak to you? It will tell you of the things that you have done. So this is something that you already know. In another verse of the Quran, in another verse of the Umar Farooq, come forward. Come forward. Come forward by Ikram, mashallah. These are people who are always here. Ji. To يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Subhanallah. If you look at the Quran, in one section Allah, there is another word that speaks of news, and that is نَبَأٌ. What is it? نَبَأٌ. One is خَبْرٌ and one is نَبَأٌ. نَبَأٌ also means to give news. So why Allah has used in one section نَبَأ and another section خَبَر? That is why a Nabi is called a Nabi from the word Naba'un. What is it? No. Naba' in the Arabic language means that this news, this information, you would never know until you have been informed. Naba'un means that you would never know this until you have been informed. That is why a Nabi is called a Nabi. Because he gives you information that otherwise you would have never known. You would have never known. So in the Quran, in Amma Yatasa'alun Suratul Naba, if you look at Suratul Naba, it's called Suratul Naba because here Allah is speaking about events that insan cannot even imagine. That Allah will open the doors in the heavens. Jahannam will be brought in front of you. Jannat will be opened up. All of these things, so the human mind cannot comprehend, so the right word is used, Naba. What is it? And here, khabrun is used, why? Because the earth will speak and give you the news that you already know. So, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, this earth will give you information of everything what you were doing. Now, slowly, this is also answering some of the questions that people put forward to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were asking him, when will be the day of Qiyamah? Forget the date. Forget the date. How will that day be that is described with a lot of information in the Quran and also in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another thing we have to understand is that this earth that we are walking on top, this earth that we are walking on, this earth is also a recorder. What is it? This earth is also a recorder. Every step that you are taking, this earth is recording. They were saying that, oh Nabi Muhammad, how can all of our actions be recorded, registered? Everything what we do is there. Today it's not difficult, my respected brothers. Whoa, USB stick me. There is so much information, you know, that you can store your iCloud and this and that. I'm not a technology man, but I'm sure you'll see that, you know, Ahmed is here, he'll know better. But subhanallah, there are so many things today to understand. This is very, very easy. But this earth is also a recorder. So people were saying, how is this possible? This earth is a recorder. It records everything what a person is doing. That is why a time will come that the sins people are doing, this earth is putting it inside. The good deeds that people are doing, it is putting it inside. Until a day will come that it will want to explode. Until a day will come that this earth will want to explode. And it will want to explode in such a way to inform the perpetrators, the people. And who will be the main people? The Quran says, سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. And very soon we will free ourselves for you, O two heavy creations of Allah. O two heavy creations of Allah. ثَقَلَان. ثَقَلَان means the jinns and the ins. The jinns and the ins. So whatever insan has done, this earth will record and it will register everything. So for an example, you are walking out from the masjid, you might be in your car, that is recorded. The good deeds that you do, that is recorded. The sins that you do, that is recorded. Everything in the most perfect way. It can be snowing, it can be raining, it is good weather, flights can be cancelled, it'll be difficult for a person to drive, to walk, everything, no matter what. But whatever he does, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording. So this dunya becomes a place where everything is being recorded. A person will not able to lie in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whatever you do, it will be recorded. That is why on the day of Qiyamah, insan will say, when he looks at his book of deeds, Mali hadhal kitab, what is the matter with this book? It has completely exposed me. It is revealing me. La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. Subhanallah. That is why we have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers. We have to take every moment that Allah has given us with amanat. As amanat. Everything in this dunya is going fast forward. What is it? When you are driving and when you accelerate, what happens? You are going forward. The pilot, where is he taking you? Forward. Everything where there is energy, you are going forward. But subhanallah, in your life, you are going backwards. In your life, you are going backwards. In your life, you are not going forward. In your life, you are going backwards. It is eating away from you. What is it doing? It is eating away from you. A time will come that you won't have any time now. How can you be going forward? You've got no days left. Nothing. That is why we have to be very, very careful. Now the earth, the Quran is saying that on the day of Qiyamah, the earth will speak. What is the tafsir of this? There is two opinions. The one opinion is that the earth will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And another opinion is, no, the earth will speak to every human being. The earth will speak to every human being. And this is possible. Both can be right, because the earth can speak to Allah and the earth can also speak to every human being. As it comes in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person dies and when he is put into the grave, the first mulaqat is of this person who has died with the grave. And remember, the grave is a recorder. The grave is a recorder. It records everything. So when this marhum is in his kafan and he is put down, this earth will speak to him. The grave will speak to him. Ye qabar ki mitti usko bolegi. And it will say to him, and this is in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will say to him that Mubarak, you are now very, very close to me and you have entered into me. from all of the people that were walking on my back. From all of the people that were walking on my back, you are the most beloved to me. You are the most beloved to me. Why? Because you are beloved to Allah. And how did you become a beloved to Allah? Because you were obedient to Allah. You would perform your salah. You were regular in your Quran, in your dhikr. You understood what is right and what is wrong. You were obedient to Allah. This qabr will love you because you loved Allah and you obeyed Allah. And this qabr will say, from all of the people that were walking on my back, you are the most beloved. And this person will hear what this earth, this qabr is saying to him. And then the qabr will say to him, this zameen will speak and say, that now I will show you and will entertain you until the day of Qiyamah, so that you stay with me in great comfort. How about that? Is it worth for us to do qaza of Fajr namaz for a few minutes? Is it worth for us to miss our Fajr salah? Is it worth for a man to sleep with a woman who he is not married to and to fornicate and to do zina? Is it worth it? Is it worth for a person, for a youngster to take drugs, or for a person to commit a crime, or for a person to steal? Allahu Akbar. When this qabr is there to entertain him, and this qabr will say, wait, I will give you the best entertainment, the comfort will start now, and a door will open in the grave. Now remember, the problem is today as human beings, we can't understand this. What is it? We can't. Because that is alame barzakh. It is not the cemetery and the grave that you see. So you start digging and you've seen the tractor that is digging and you see earth and you picture, oh, that is where the door is going to be. And that is where in the hadith it comes that the marhum is made to sit and the angels will question him. No, bhai. This is the earth that you and I see. But actually it's alame barzakh. That is completely different. Alame barzakh is completely. So when you see a plane and you just see something very small. But subhanallah, inside there are people that are walking, eating, sleeping, dreaming. Allah knows what people are doing there. All sorts of things. That qabr is something very different. Alame barzakh is very different. And then it comes in the hadith that a door will be opened up for him in alame barzakh that will connect him straight to Jannat. And straight into Jannat until the day of Qiyamah, that enjoyment will be given to him. How beautiful is that? That happens when we depart from this dunya with Iman, brothers, with Iman. Allah save us. And then if that person who dies in this dunya without Iman, or has been disobeying Allah and has been sinful, when he is put down, first of all, everything starts with the angels, but we won't go into that. The earth will say to him that now you are inside me. From all of the people that were walking on my back, I hated you the most. You were the most detested. I hated you the most. Now that you are here, I will show you what it means to disobey your Rabb. I will show you. And in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, and this is an explanation, that grave is filled with snakes. Allah save us. You can't even see it. What is it? Everything from top to bottom, it is filled with snakes, and azab is given to that person. And the door of Jahannam opens up and connects him. So my respected brothers, really, have we got that khashiyah, that fear to stop us and for us to become good individuals? Subhanallah. When will we do tawbah? So the earth will actually testify. The earth is a recorder. It records everything that we do. We may be in the room, second floor, third floor, or in a high building on top. And one may wonder that who is recording me now? No, no, where you are, that earth is recording you. That earth is recording you. Everything what you do. You might think that nobody is watching me. Nobody is watching me. You know, a lot of the youth and children, they take their mobile phone in the night and Allah knows what they are watching. Allah knows what they are watching. Allah save us. Allahu Akbar. Never mind the youth, even sometimes you'll find that amongst the adults, you know, this addiction is there. What they are watching, Allah knows. Imagine if you were to die in that condition. Allah save us. Imagine if you were to die in this condition. Because death comes to a person suddenly. You know, I don't know if I should say this or not. There are some youngsters, but I'll use some words that are muhazzab and the right words so we understand. There was this Maulana who got a phone call. And he says, Maulana Sahib, you know, I want to ask you a question. A masala of a lady who died in the halat of janabat. Brothers can understand. In the halat of janabat. A lady who passed away in the halat of janabat. So what are the masail? What do we do? Is there something different? Because the lady is in the halat of janabat. So khair, that Maulana Sahib explained what we have to do. But then that Maulana Sahib said, he said to me, Maulana Sahib, actually that lady is my own wife. That lady is my own wife. I had intimate relationship with her, but death comes suddenly. Within an hour, she died. Within an hour, she... What I'm trying to say, my respected brothers, that you can be in the gym and doing weightlifting, and death can come to you. You can be in the toilet, urinating, and death can come to you. You can be hearing something, and death can come to you. You can be watching something and death can come to you. You can be doing anything and death can come to you, because death comes suddenly. Death comes suddenly. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar. Death comes suddenly. And this is the whole issue, my respected brothers and elders, that this earth will record and it registers everything. Not for 1 minute should we think, oh, the day of Qiyamah is very far away from us. And not for 1 minute we should think that, you know what, who is seeing me? No, no, the earth is recording everything. Nothing is going to be missed out. Nothing is going to be missed out. And my humble appeal to the brothers who come to the house of Allah, for the sake of Allah, bury your mobile phone in your pockets. What is it? Bury your mobile phone in your pockets. Don't do be'adabi of the house of Allah by watching things in the house of Allah, be it your WhatsApp or be it anything that should not be carried out in the house of Allah. Otherwise, the repercussions, Allah save us. We are playing with our iman. What is it? Playing with our iman. There are people in the mosque playing games, mobile phone. Mosque, mobile phone. You know, for a few minutes, it's itching them. Oh, ting-tong, ting-tong, you know, mobile phone. Kiska message aya hoga? Ting-tong, Snapchat, ting-tong, ting-tong. This ting-tong will be heavy on in the grave. This will be a problem in the grave. Such addiction. Somebody was telling me that he was with a person performing salah, that as soon as the imam said, Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, emails dekh liye, Instagram dekh liye, YouTube dekh liya, in the house of Allah. What is happening to our ummah, my respected brothers? What is happening? We've got no dhikr, we've got nothing. We have become blind. We have become blind. This is a tragedy, tragedy. We have become blind. We are wasting our time. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be an issue for us. This is what Allah is saying. Death comes suddenly. And then with death, Allah says, Al-Qari'ah. Just like you were not expecting somebody at your door and somebody is knocking. Qari'ah means knocking. What is it? Knocking. The day of Qiyamah is knocking. It will come all of a sudden. You won't even know. It will come suddenly. Allahu Akbar. And this is what happens. That is why in the hadith it also comes that, you know, generally every person has love for dunya. What is it? Every person has love for dunya. It is amazing, even if you don't believe in the hereafter, there are people who don't believe in the hereafter, they also have love of this dunya. So what happens, you know, when they are about to die, they might be very rich, and they'll give money to a university, so there is a placard that is put on their name. So, you know, at least people will know that, you know, this is my donation that is given. And this person may not even think of anything, what will happen. But everybody loves this dunya. So it comes in the hadith that when a person dies, he has iman. There is a bit of taklif that he is thinking, oh, I'll have to leave my wife, my family, my child, my baby who is young, my business, my this, my that. So then what happens? The angel, out of rahmat, they show him the nazara and the scene of jannat. And they say to him, wait, you're doing afsos? Look at this. And when he looks at jannat, then his tune changes. Then his complete tune changes. So now in the hadith it comes, he's saying, oh ho, ajiluni, ajiluni. Quickly. Ajiluni, ajiluni, take me quickly. Bhai, mujhe jaldi gusal karao, bhai. What are you guys wasting time? Where's the van? Take me quickly. 2:30, too late. Take me in quickly. Ajiluni, ajiluni. Jaldi karo. Allahu Akbar. And if a person is not right, nobody can hear but the jinns can. And it is said that, where are you taking me? Don't take me there. Leave me here. Where are you taking me? Because he knows what is left for him there. Allahu Akbar Kabira. My respected brothers, sometimes when we go to the Qabristan, we actually are confused and we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. So understand some of the masail. The first thing when we go to the Qabristan is read a very beautiful dua that is written today on the gates. The gates that are in our cemetery. And it says, Assalamu alaykum ya dara qawmi mu'mineen. Salam be upon you, O people of Iman and the residents of this Qabristan. O people of Iman and the residents of this Qabristan. So when you go to a Qabristan, the first haq is that you make salam to the deceased. So what do you say? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum ya dara qawmi mu'mineen. These are the people who are your family. And then you say, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahikun. Imagine Allah's Nabi is teaching us that our intention should be the hereafter. So the dua should be, inshallah, soon we will be joining you. That was a loud inshallah from who was that? Abid, you? Ji, mashallah. Wa inna inshallah bikum lahikun. Very soon we will be joining you. And then, nas'alullahu lana walakum al-afiyah. Nas'alullaha lana walakum al-afiyah. That we ask from our Allah, afiyat, complete protection for ourselves and for you. And then when you go to the qabr, you know, a lot of people do all sorts of things. There are very simple things that we have to do. If you want your marhum that Allah forgives him, if you want that Allah pardons all his sins, if you want this man to enter into Jannah, there are simple instructions given to us in the hadith. And so what happens that when you are lowering the body, the marhum in the grave, then one should say, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. What should he say? Bismillah wa ala. That we are now disposing of, and this marhum that is going down, it is going down and it follows the shari'at of Rasulullah. It follows the tariqah of our Nabi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, wa ala millati. And we put him down and he is going down. We are shahid, we, subhanallah, are a witness that this man is a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. This is such mubarak kalimat. Allahu Akbar. When we die, may Allah grant many people to say this. And then when he is down, then with one fist, mashallah, and the mitti, the soil that you have in your hands, say minha khalaqnakum. What is it? That you are reading the Quran ayat and it says from this you were created. From this you were, put it down. And then another fist. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. And from this grave, qabr, mitti, we will also come out. And then for the third time you put it down and you say, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And you put it down. And then you fill the grave. Another mas'ala is, a lot of people also leave sometimes the face of the marhum open in the qabristan. Now please don't misquote me. I'm only going to explain to you what Shariat says. This is not sunnah. This is not something that our ulama have said you have to do. This is something what people do. This is something what people do. However, our ulama have said that it is better not to open the face in front of the audience. Because already this man is now in the condition of alame barzakh. Something can change. Something can happen. And then people will think negative of this person. Or whatever. So our ulama don't actually like this, that, you know, it's better not to open. It's better not to open. At the house, the family members are there. It's okay, you've seen, but for the whole dunya to come and see, well, you don't have to do that. So khair, you know, it's not sunnah. It is not that you have to do. So these are some of the actions. Learn the dua. Minha khalaqnakum. Bismillah wa ala millati rasulillah. And then the last action is for the imam to read Surah Baqarah on the head side. And then to move and to read the last ayats of Surah Baqarah towards the leg side. Towards the leg side. Why? Why? Suratul Baqarah is that chapter of the Quran, subhanallah, which is a weapon for the shaitan. What is it? For the jinns and the shayateen. Suratul Baqarah, subhanallah, will take away and rid everything of shaitan's asar. Shaitan's asar. Complete protection is given. That is why even when you move into a house, if you can't read the whole Quran, then it is good practice to read Suratul Baqarah. What is it? Suratul Baqarah. Because Suratul Baqarah, subhanallah, Allah's Nabi has said, if you read it, it will remove shaitan. What will it do? Remove shaitan. And if we are going to bury our deceased in the right way, inshallah, maghfirat will be done. Inshallah, maghfirat will be. Remember, there is no azan after burial. There is no azan after. Allah's Nabi and his companions, Khulafa'i Rashid, how many people passed away? Nobody ever gave azan. Nobody ever gave. So please, we should not introduce a bid'ah, something that is new, because this was not the practice of Sahaba-e Kiram, Ajma'in. The grave should be a simple grave. What is it? A simple grave. You'll see in some parts of the world that, you know, they make a dome. This dome on a grave is not jais. Exactly on top, you know, just a few side walls and then a kubba like that, that is not right. In the case of Masjid Nabawi, that is different because that is a masjid. What is it? That is a masjid. We've got a dome here. So that is very, very different. There you will find that it is the whole masjid. There is minarets. But what we are saying in the hadith is that directly on top. This would not be right. Kachi kabar honi chahiye. Kaisi honi chahiye? Kachi kabar honi chahiye. Galiban was it Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Sahab. Khairik Allah ke wali the buzrug. He went to the grave of Ayub Khan, the leader of Pakistan. And the grave was made of Sange Marmar and very beautiful. And Ayub Khan was murid of the Sheikh, of this Sheikh. And this Sheikh, when he went to the grave, he said something ajeeb, just for people to understand. He said, "Bhai, Sange Marmar does not give insan najat." And he just wanted to say to the people, in reality, it is only your good deeds that will help you. In reality, it is only your good deeds. So a person can make a boundary like that to make nishani that this is a grave. And a simple stone that is there to say this person has passed away with the intention that if some people are walking past, they will recognize him and they will do isale sawab. They will also do isale sawab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. These are some of the masail. So the earth is a recorder. A man whose name was, bas baat khatam kar raha hu, inshallah, just 2 minutes. His name is Sheikh Huwaisab. Sheikh Huwaisab. He says something very amazing. He says that he was traveling and he came to this locality and he stopped to have a rest. And there was a grave in front. And it was time for Asr. So at Asr time, he noticed that the grave just opened up. The grave just opened up. Hum aur aap ho aur aisa manzar ho to kya hoga? Maybe an attack. Maybe an attack. So the grave just opened up. Huh? And from the grave somebody took its, the head was exposed. And he says that I saw the head of that person in the grave. It was the head of a donkey. And the body was the body of a human being. But the face was the face of a donkey. And I saw this, it looked at me, and it made the noise of what the donkey does. And then after a bit, it went down and the grave just closed. This was something very ajeeb I have seen. This is recorded in many, many books. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open things like that for people to see. There's a possibility Allah can show. That is why it comes that during the time of Isa alayhi salam, when Jesus was alive, there was a man walking and he kicked the skull of a human being, the skull of a human being. So he heard from the skull spoke out and said, be very careful and don't kick me on the head. Once upon a time, I was also like you, a man who had great pride. A man who had great pride. So be very careful. Things like that can happen. And so, this man, Huwaisab, then went to the locality, township, and he says, you know, I've seen this, what is happening? And they said, yes, we've heard many stories like this. This grave is the grave of a young man. Grave of a young man. This young man was in the habit of drinking alcohol. And then he would come late in the night. And his mother would say to him, Beta, fear Allah, you're coming late and this is what you are doing and take control of yourself and you know, don't drink this, this will destroy you. Allah save us. Our ummah today is destroyed because of drugs. Our ummah today is destroyed because of drugs. Our Muslim children are into drugs, can you imagine that? Allah save this ummah. So he said to the mother, the mother said, Beta, don't do this. Every night he would come drunk and every night the mother would say this. And every night the son would say, stop talking to me like a donkey. Gadhi ki tarah mat bakti raho. Kya kaha? Gadhi ki tarah mat bakti raho. Don't be a donkey and talk to me like this. You know, I'm old enough now. Don't be a donkey. You know, nowadays you see people, I'm 18. I'm 18. Tu 18 ho gaya. Kuch aata to nahi hai istinja karna. 18 wala aa gaya. Abhi shaadi kare to biwi teri dukhi ho jaye. To subhanallah ilazim. He said this and the punishment is given to him in the grave. So my respected brothers and elders, this is a reality. There were people in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are people today who actually reject some of the events that will occur and that have been prophesied by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fact that we will be questioned of everything what we are doing. This earth is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that everything is being recorded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that mashallah we become obedient individuals and we become muttaqi. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. All the brothers that are here, Ya Allah, it is Friday. Ya Allah, they have taken out time, Ya Allah, and they have come to listen to, Ya Allah, the verses of the Quran, Ya Allah, to the dars, Ya Allah, to listen to Allah and His Rasul. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, forgive everyone that is sitting here, Ya Allah. Remove every calamity that we are facing that is in front of us. Allah, give us iman, not just ourselves that we depart with iman, but our entire progeny departs with iman. Allah, give us all afiyat. Everyone that is here, Ya Allah, give us all afiyat. Ya Allah, they have taken time out, Ya Allah, in this busy world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of barakat for everyone. Ya Allah, open the doors of barakat. Allah, make everyone mustajabud da'wat. Allah, every difficulty that is there, Ya Allah, transform that into ease and comfort. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli bayti ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.